Yesterday, one of the eyewitnesses emerged from the Israeli side, a sergeant who, without being properly identified, gave his account of what happened. There's some photographs and film footage was released by the Israelis also. And it seemed to suggest, and his evidence seemed to suggest, that they were hoping for peace, but when they arrived on the ships, were attacked. Indeed, there was appeared to be some footage of individual soldiers being attacked with what looked like iron bars. That's the view from the Israeli side, of course. What about from the other side? Again, it's been hard to talk to any eyewitnesses. They've been in detention. Well, that is now starting to change. And one of the first, it seems to have been released, is Hawada Arif. She was on Challenger 1. She's one of the organisers of the Free Gaza Flotilla. And indeed, leading up to the attack, she was on that Turkish ship, which was the scene of most of the violence. And Hawada joins us here on 702 Drive. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hawada, can you tell us the first moment you realized the Israelis were coming for you?
Yes, it was still the middle of the night, maybe around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And they had communicated with us before that. We were well into international waters. We hadn't neared Israeli waters or even gotten close to the blockade area. We communicated with them via radio and repeated over and over again that we are unarmed, peaceful, don't use force against us, and told them that we are carrying cargo headed for the Gaza Strip. Now, they decided not to listen and decided to attack. When we were about 70 miles still outside of Gaza's shore, some Zodiacs filled with armed commandos, they were masked, also started coming upon the ships. My ship that I was on, the Challenger 1, which was the American flag vessel, we were traveling close to the big Turkish ship, the Mavi Marmara, and I saw them surround that ship, and there was some firing, some explosions. I know that there weren't any firearms or explosives on any of our ships, so that did come from the Israeli side. As far as the volunteers on the Turkish ship, I saw them use water hoses to try to keep the soldiers from boarding their ship. And that's all I saw before we actually sped away. The captain of the Turkish ship urged us to go on ahead and try to at least radio for help or get news out what was happening. And so we did put our boat in full speed and tried to prevent the takeover.
Can I just pause there? There do seem to be some photographs which appear to show the activists hitting or attacking the soldiers with what looked like iron bars.
Yes, I saw a couple of those from the Israeli press. I can't say 100% if the pictures were accurate, then, you know, that did happen and the people were acting in self-defense. I know from the way that the soldiers boarded our boat that they did it very violently. They threw concussion grenades to explode on our ship, and then they used tasers to tame people. They jumped on, their faces were masked, and they had their guns, and we tried to get in their way to prevent them from taking over the wheelhouse, to at least try to get some footage.
We're losing the phone a little. We're losing the phone a little. Can we go through this step by step? We'll just, if we can stay with the Turkish festival for a moment and your ability to see a little bit of it from where you were. The suggestion from the Israelis is that when the first commando comes down on the rope, that even before he puts his feet on the deck, he's already being attacked. That's their version of events.
Okay, and if we even take that at face value, then we have to look at the fact that Israel was told over and over and over again that we were a nonviolent flotilla. We had all of our cargo checked at the port from which we departed, and it was verified that we are not carrying anything that causes any threat to Israel, and yet they still decided to send out heavily armed masked men to attack the ship. Now, whether some people didn't stick to our strict code of nonviolence and passive resistance, if that happened, then we have to look at it from the point of view in that Israel attacked and people were trying to defend themselves.
Hawada, there were a couple of Australian journalists aboard and a few other Australians as activists aboard. Did you have any contact with any of them?
I did have actually two Australian journalists from the Sydney Morning Herald were aboard the ship that I was on. One of them, Kate, was actually
You're talking about Paul McGough, and Kate Geraghty is the photographer.
Yes, they were on the Challenger 1 with me, and I know that Kate was tasered and was not feeling well. She was trying to send out some pictures before our boat was taken over, but all of our satellite capabilities were jammed, and she was not able to do that. I don't know if they ended up saving any of their footage, because one of the first things that the soldiers went after is all of our communication, all of our media, took all cameras away and memory chips and phones, so that we could not communicate anymore. They took that all away, and then they started their own filming, presumably to put out to the world their own version of things.
Now, that's the first, I must say, I've heard about Kate Geraghty being tasered. Can you tell us more exactly what you saw?
I did not see her being tasered, but when we were all finally like gathered into a room, when they had subdued all of us and taken over the boat, she did show us her wound on her arm, and she said that she wasn't feeling well and that she was hurt, but I didn't see the actual tasering and how she reacted to it. But when I was checking up on her, I asked if she was okay, and she said she wasn't feeling well, and she showed me where she was tasered.
And your view is she was tasered because they were trying to stop her sending out her photos?
Well, she said she was tasered even before they jumped on the boat, so they did use their taser guns to get people away, because when they approached our boat, we were standing close to the edge and putting our hands out trying to prevent them from getting on. So they threw these concussion grenades that explode on the boat and also used tasers to push people back. And that's what she said, that she was tasered before they even jumped on.
Hawada, can I just ask you, finally, there's been a lot of speculation about this most tragic of statistics, which is how many people died. The figure has been variously reported. Do you have a sense of how many people have lost their lives?
Honestly, I don't know. Like everyone else, I'm still trying to ascertain this. The latest I've heard is 9, but I don't even have those names. Hopefully, we will be able to get those today. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for talking to me, and perhaps we'll talk again, but thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.